Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind-the-scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
Yes, here we are. That's right. It is episode number one. Can you believe it, Lori?
Isn't it like 000001?
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. So that we can, you know, so that we can last throughout the millennia or something like that.
Exactly. We can do millions of these podcasts.
Exactly. So how are you doing today, Lori?
I'm doing okay. Everything's good. San Antonio's got beautiful weather. Sunshine's out. How about Michigan?
It's actually a nice day here as well. In fact, I don't know. I'm sure our listeners can probably hear the air conditioner blowing in the background right behind me. But it's exciting to be doing, you know, the first Coleraine Connection ever. It's been a long time coming.
That's the official behind-the-scenes inside scoop down Gilead Lane Funcast.
You did it all by yourself. That's amazing.
I did.
Everybody, hey, coming up in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the future of Justin and Hope. What else, Lori?
We're going to also be talking about your mail. We've received some interesting emails and letters. We'll talk about some of that.
Questions and comments, yep. And how you can add something to your DGL collection for free.
A limited edition special thing.
That's right. That's right. We'll be talking about that later on. Now, first of all, I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page, all our listeners out there. You know, there are a lot of people going to iTunes looking for family-friendly content, you know, clean content for the family. So they might not even know what we're talking about when we talk about Down Gilead Lane. Because, you know, this is a podcast dedicated to and all about Down Gilead Lane.
Exactly.
The radio program that's heard every week on hundreds of radio stations around the world. It's a half-hour drama called Down Gilead Lane, and the Coleraine Connection is kind of for the real diehard fans of Down Gilead Lane. So thanks for joining us, and if you haven't heard Down Gilead Lane, you got to check it out, right?
Exactly. That's true. And just so you know, Steve is the director, and I am the writer. So
that's right.
You have the two authorities on Down Gilead Lane right here.
Right. Okay, so let's do some shout-outs.
Shout out.
Did you just shout out?
I did.
All right, cool. Hey, Daisy.S, you know, she gave us the name, the Coleraine Connection. Want to give credit where credit's due and say, hey, and I got to, you know, I've got to admit that I had the name wrong. Her screen name on our message boards. I thought it was Daisy Dots, you know, like more than one Daisy Dot.
But I didn't,
no.
But that's okay.
Yes, you set me straight, and actually she did too. I got it right from the horse's mouth. It is Daisy.S, so
excellent.
There's a shout-out for you. Who else?
Yes, and Captain Cal, who has been helping us out with the music here.
He's doing the music for the podcast for us, helping
us out
with some production there. And Captain Cal, been in radio forever and been doing kids ministry and kids radio and putting those things together. And so it totally makes sense that he would be helping us with the music here on the podcast.
Exactly. We love Captain Cal.
And then, of course, all of our fans. I mean,
exactly.
Come on. This is the first fan podcast. I mean,
it's not a fan podcast because we're official.
But it's for the fans.
Yes. Right? So that you can get behind the scenes. What was it? Behind the scenes, the inside scoop.
That's right.
You're going to be so behind the scenes, you could be behind Coleraine.
And, you know, a lot of the stuff we'll be talking about here is inspired and originated on the message boards. So we just kind of wanted to say hey to them.
All right, Steve. So here we are.
Uh-huh. Here we are.
We're at the end of season 8.
So true.
We are between season 8 and season 9, and there are a lot of questions.
A lot of things to talk about, just to kind of recap.
Yeah, like exactly what happened with Justin.
Yes, and a lot of people, you know, really, really related to what we did there with Justin and experiencing depression and kind of ending the season the way we did with him. But there was deeper reasons why we did that.
It was out of necessity.
Exactly. And this is the inside scoop. The actor who plays Justin needed to be done with, you know, his involvement with Down Gilead Lane.
He's got a lot of busy things going on in his life.
He actually had gotten done with high school and was starting college. So going into season 8, we knew that, you know, we were only going to have Topher, who plays Justin, for just that season. And so we had to find a way to either, you know, write the character off or at least take him away for long enough for us to recast the character. We haven't yet decided. Well, I think we've pretty much decided that we haven't seen the end of Justin as a character, but
right,
we just needed time to recast him.
Exactly. So we kind of needed a break from Justin, and we did go through a huge number of creative things that could have happened with Justin. I mean, things
That's
that
right.
would shock your socks off. Hold on to your socks. You got them? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We did talk about putting Justin in jail.
That's right. He was going to do something kind of shady as part of his dad's mayoral race, right?
Exactly. He got tired of all the Monica Richter underhanded things, and we were going to have him do some sabotage. You know, it wasn't anything like, you know, he didn't kidnap Tiffany or anything, although that would be an interesting story.
But we didn't go that route.
No,
no, no.
And we also did not have Justin run away. We had talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, join some kind of secret government agency, some kind of Jack Bauer kind of storyline. We didn't do that.
Right. And we almost put him into, like, a reality television program.
Oh, that's right. That's
right.
Because,
you know, once you get into, like, Survivor, you don't call home and tell them what happened to you on the island this week. So,
yeah,
we did talk about that. We wanted it to be within the reality of the Coleraine storyline. And
yes,
we really just felt that having Justin deal with some depression is not out of the realm of possibility. A lot of people do deal with that.
And we always want to make sure that we're relevant, you know, to our listeners, and we've got something to offer for where, you know, people might be at any given time in their own kind of in their life. So, you know, talking about depression, the way we crafted those stories with Justin was pretty on target, and we've heard that from a lot of listeners that have really appreciated what we've done there.
And we appreciate that feedback. And so we will address Justin this season,
yes.
I think. He's definitely not long gone. And then the other question, Steve, you know, we've been getting everywhere.
What about Hope, right?
Exactly. What about Hope? We've got a new character that got introduced in the Easter special. And, you know, there's been a lot of debate. Is the Easter special a standalone special? You're never going to hear about
right.
it again. Or is Hope going to be a continuing character and come back? So, really, right now at this point, we're going to kind of keep that under our hats. We got to have some surprises.
Yeah.
I mean, we can give you the inside scoop and the behind the scenes, but we're not going to give you spoilers here.
Not
unless they're
everything.
Very well-crafted right. spoilers.
Yes,
you know.
But, you know, the interesting thing about this whole debate, especially if you're looking at the message boards, which, of course, everybody listening needs to be looking at the message boards.
Exactly.
Is the issue of rules. Do we have rules in what we can do and what we can't do with episodes of Dengali Lane? As the creators and writers of stories, have we kind of established rules that our listeners come to expect? That's an interesting
or
question.
Have our listeners established rules that we sometimes aren't sure about and might in fact trip over every now and then?
Right. Yes, exactly. So interesting. Keep listening
and keep commenting. We do watch all your comments.
Oh yeah. Season 9 is coming in August, and I think, you know, a lot of those issues will be addressed. A lot of those unanswered questions will be answered, and so at that point, you'll know.
In fact, in Season 9, we've got some really fun things coming up. I mean, don't you think?
Yes. Let's take a look at some of the list of things that we can expect in Season 9.
I think there's going to be a time machine.
There's going to be guinea pigs.
College life? Maybe it's not all it's cracked up to be.
A secret room.
Ooh. Who's going to live in Mr. Key's house now that it's empty on Gilead Lane?
Oh, good point. Yep, yep.
And Steve, the big one that I'm very excited about?
Let's hear it.
Who's going to be trying out for the high school play?
Okay. I'm not going to touch those. We're just going to put them out there and let you guys use your imaginations.
Yes, and we will be watching your imaginations on the message board.
That's right, that's right.
I think, Steve, that it's time for the male haiku.
The male haiku. Now, this is a great idea. You know, we wanted to do a section of the podcast where we kind of, you know, address your questions, hear directly from you, either through the mail or, you know, through other means that we'll be talking about later. But Lori had a great idea for how to introduce this segment And she said, the male haiku. And I said, what in the world is a haiku? And Lori, what did you say to me?
A haiku is 19th century Japanese poetry. It's a form of poetry that has three lines. Every poem has only three lines if it's a haiku.
Uh-huh.
And you count the syllables. It's got five syllables in the first line,
five.
Seven syllables in the second,
seven,
and five in the last.
Five. Okay. So three lines, five syllables, seven syllable, five syllable. Here's my main question. I'm sure most of our listeners know what the haiku is, okay? So this is just for my benefit. Why in the world, Lori, can't I do a three-line poem and make up my own number of syllables? I think I like the sound of four syllables and eight syllables and 10 syllables, okay? Why can't I make a haiku with that number of syllables?
Then it would not be a haiku, it would be a maiku.
Oh, good one. We did not even plan that.
No, we didn't.
That was nice.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a haiku because it would not follow haiku rules.
Okay,
you know, sonnets have rules. Literature has rules, too.
Yep,
so
yep.
So sometimes there it
you
is.
You got to follow the rules. Okay.
Exactly.
For the purpose of this segment, we are going to do the male haiku, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the same one every time, right, Lori?
Yeah. See, I haven't figured out if we're going to do a new male haiku every week or if we're going to do the same standard haiku week.
I think it should be a different haiku. And in fact, I think that our listeners should submit their own ideas of male haiku, and maybe we'll use theirs. I don't know.
I think that'd be fantastic. So,
but do you have one for today's podcast?
I do. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me set the tone first. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, today's male haiku with Lori Twitchell.
It's empty, the box, where the mail does enter in. But there, hear that? Mail!
Oh, very nice, very nice. I especially like that gong.
There you go.
Let's take that first email question. Actually, this is something that started on the message boards, right?
Exactly. And there's been a raging debate over it, and we want to set the record straight.
Let's settle it.
You are the man with the answer, so I'll ask the question.
Okay.
Who is the voice of Finn?
Yes, I did see this message board thread, and we had a lot of misinformation going out. But the truth is, there was confusion because Terry Ritchie, our boss, the executive producer of Down Gilead Lane, she thought that it was a guy named Uncle Charlie, who a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, are very familiar with, who was kind of like the voice of CBH Radio for years and years and years. He did a lot of, you know, not only human voices, but also animal sound effects back when they did the old Children's Bible Hour half-hour program. And so I think maybe that is where Terry got the idea that Uncle Charlie was the voice of Finn, but that's not true. Finn McCool is the name of the dog that is kind of the guide dog of Grace Andrews, blind character on Down Gilead Lane. And every once in a while he'll bark, you know, or he'll be running around. You can hear his collar jangling. Well, hold on. Let me just play. This is Finn. Okay, so that's the sound of Finn. And it's not really that glamorous where I got it. The bark is from my sound effects library, okay?
There
so it's
go.
Just some random dog that was recorded at some point in the past and put into a sound effects library. The sound of the collar and the panting, the panting sound of the dog. We actually did get a dog that we brought into our studio that we kind of thought, oh, this will be the actor that will play Finn. But those dogs that you see on movies and TV, you know, they're like trained from when they're born to be performers.
Yeah.
And you don't have a whole lot of movie dog training happening in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So that dog, it served, you know, for some of the sound effects that we needed. But for the actual barks, it's just a sound effects library. Sorry, it's not as glamorous as you might think. But that is the truth. And the truth is what we're after here, right?
You answered a very deep and burning question. Now we can put out the fires on the message boards.
Thank you. Okay, now, another question here. Let me read this email that comes from Venet. He says, I'm new to Down Gilead Lane. I listen to the broadcasts online at oneplace.com. As I listen from one to the other, the announcer mentions events that have happened. Are there episodes that go in detail of those events, like Tom becoming a Christian, or are the episodes only weekly? Well, yeah, they are weekly. The episodes do air weekly, but we can't, you know, do one for every week of the year. So periodically you'll hear a chunk of time where it's reruns, which is what we're doing right now during the summer. But as far as getting the history of Down Gilead Lane, you know, we've been on now since the spring of 2001. We're about to go into our ninth season of the program, so that's a lot, over 100 episodes. So I'm not going to give you the whole recap right here, right now. But if you want that, you can always go to our website, GileadLane.org, and get episode descriptions of every single one of the episodes. And, of course, we also have them for sale. Right, Lori?
Exactly, the online store. So if you need to catch up with Down Gilead Lane, we have plenty of opportunity and plenty of places. Just make sure you visit GileadLane.org, and you can get all of that information.
You'll be glad you did.
Exactly, yes. You'll love that.
Okay, next email.
I have a very special email here, Steve. And, you know, it's very special to my heart. It's from Susanna. And Susanna wants to know, is Down Gilead Lane broadcasting on 90.9 KYFS San Antonio? That would happen to be where I live. She also says, if so, when is it airing? It was my favorite program for the last several years, but lately I've not been able to find it. And we know that's tragedy.
That is. Well, Susanna, just a quick general answer to that question. And, you know, this can benefit all of our listeners. If you want to hear Down Gilead Lane on your local radio station in the town where you live, you need to call them. Just call the station. Find them. Look them up in the yellow pages. I promise every radio station on the dial is listed in your phone book. And you call them up and ask them to air Down Gilead Lane. You tell them that they can contact CBH Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can give them the contact info that's right on our website. And you can be a bridge builder. You can create a bridge between your radio station and CBH Ministries that will get Down Gilead Lane on the air in your town.
Exactly. So it'll be easier for you to tell your friends to listen. You'll be able to tell them to listen to your local station at a certain time, and all will be well.
That's right. That's right. Not everybody's got the internet in their cars yet. So, you know, you can still listen on the radio if you're in the car at the time when it airs. All right.
Exactly.
Next email. This is a great email. This is an awesome email. Lori, why don't you read it for us?
And I'm very excited about it. This is not from me. It is from another Lori. I promise you I didn't write this one.
Okay.
But this Lori says she's a stay-at-home mom with four boys. Micah is 10, Jonah is 8, Tobin is 6, and Levi is 3. She says, a friend of mine loaned me 3 seasons of DGL last June so we could listen to it on our road trip to Oregon. We finished all 3 seasons on that trip, and we were bummed to find out we had to wait for another season to be released before we could find out the answers to our questions. But then we were quickly excited to find out there were more seasons, 4 seasons actually, waiting for us to hear. So we listened every time we were in the car. We finished all of them within just a month or two, and we received season 8 last week. It was purchased for this year's road trip to Oregon, but we just couldn't wait, and we devoured it in 3 days. You all do an amazing job with the characters and all the topics that you cover. I find my kids talking with their friends about it, and I'm very thankful for the examples for my kids of a family who loves God and lives out their faith with courage. Now, she wants to know here, is Grace really blind? She says her 10-year-old son Micah is blind, and he loves Grace's character lots. And she also talks a little about how the episodes on Mr. Key in season 8 were very hard for her to hear because her father was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's. All of this just to say thank you. And she will keep telling everyone she can about DGL and keep buying our CDs.
Well, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Lori. And thank you to Lori Twitchell for reading that email from Lori. I want to keep our Loris straight here.
Exactly.
Just to answer the question, we get that a lot about Grace. And I think probably that's just kind of a testament to Karen Levine's acting ability. Karen is the name of the actress who plays Grace. And she is not blind, but she has experienced a lot of depth in her walk with God just through the things that have happened in her life. So she relates to Grace on a deep level, but she isn't blind. But we do keep in mind the writers, Lori and John, when they're writing the scripts, they always kind of have to keep in mind that this is a blind character. So the script helps to just make it seem like she really is a blind character. So there you go.
But we are very happy that she touches, that character touches people's hearts, and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think now that we've finished these letters, maybe we should let people know how they can contact us.
I was just going to say that. How is it that you're reading my mind all the way from San Antonio?
I'm brilliant. Have you not yet learned this, Steve?
That's right. That's right. If you have questions and comments about Down Gilead Lane or about the Funcast, there's a number of ways that you can communicate those to us. Lori?
Okay. If you want to reach the top secret special underground bunker where Steve and I hide to do the podcast,
this is the only way to get in.
Yes, exactly. We do have some lines of communication that we have set up just for you. Basically, if you want to go to the message boards, now you can reach the message boards through GileadLane.org. And yep. Steve and I are going to go in and set up a thread on the message board for any questions or comments, anything that you'd like included in the Funcast. And just so that you know, because we are about top secret communications here, Steve is all ears on the message boards. I am bread for a stone.
It's not official unless it's all ears or bread for a stone. And then, of course, you can always send your comments to us at our email address, which is ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. That's ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. Now, I can't guarantee that every question and comment will be read on the Funcast, but I can guarantee that we will read every one.
You know, Steve.
Yes.
Since we were talking about email addresses.
Right.
Do you remember that thing we were talking about the other day?
You mean the cast photo?
Yeah, because, you know, some people didn't get a chance to really get in and be a part of that.
I know, and I haven't really had a chance to really think about what to do about that yet.
Well, you know, I was thinking.
Yeah?
And I hope that this doesn't get us in trouble so that we actually have to use the top secret down below bunker thing. But I was thinking, maybe we could do something to get some of our extra pictures out there. We have a couple left over, right?
Yeah, we do have a few. And I know that there were a lot of people who, you know, just for whatever reason, they didn't get a chance to get their order, their Season 8 order in before the 1st of June. And they were really hoping for that photo. And what it is it's all of the actors who play the Morrisons in the studio. We took this picture the last day of recording Season 8. And we have everyone's, like, signature on the photo. It's really kind of cool.
If I'm not mistaken, was that Justin's last day?
Yeah, Topher, yeah. It was
so
his
there you
last
go. You got some really good memories there, you know, the last day that Topher was recording, and everybody's there. So I don't think we should just give them away, though, because other people kind of worked for it.
That's true, yeah. So we need something. We can't just give it away free. How about if people email us? Okay, yep, okay. So now I see where you're going with the email address.
We have an email address.
If people email to that address, just what? What do you think?
Well, you know, the Susanna from San Antonio, she had a great thing there. She was wondering about her personal radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
okay.
We should find out who's listening how.
So if you're listening on the radio, tell us what radio station you listen on. The call letters. It would need to be the call letters.
Right.
So KTYL or WMBQ or whatever. But if you listen on the internet, then we just need to know where on the internet you listen, because there's a number of places there too, right?
You could listen to His Kids, you could listen to One Place, or you could catch it on our website too.
GileadLane.org. Yeah. So tell us where you listen to Down Gilead Lane. Obviously, your name and address, so we know where to send the picture to, and send it all to ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. That's a cool idea.
While supplies last, so you want to get them in now.
Okay, so there is the special offer. I can't guarantee we're going to have a special offer every Funcast, but this is the first one, so you know you got to do something special.
Exactly.
And with that, I think we're pretty much a wrap on episode 00001 of the Coleraine Connection. On the next Coleraine Connection, here's what you can look forward to. This is pretty cool. The Season 8 Awards, live from J-Man's website. Of course, you know J-Man from the message boards. What else, Lori?
We also have a very special interview with DGL's executive producer, and I might add, the biggest of the big cheeses herself, Terry Ritchie.
Yep, you don't get higher on the totem pole than that. Also, more answers to your most burning questions.
And you asked for it, You've got it. Recording session bloopers straight from the DGL studios.
Oh, that's always so fun. Bloopers are awesome. In fact, just talking about bloopers, we've just created about 75 bloopers, haven't we?
Exactly.
But we're cutting them out, so that's okay. Until then, I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Reminding you that every day needs a little grace. See
Bye.
You later.
Bye.